Hare Krishna. Just recently I read a little book, at least part of a book, and which told the story of a deity called Shyamasundara and the glories of this deity, Shyamasundara. And I'll recount that now. It's a very beautiful, inspirational little story. Anyway, it begins at the time of, after Lord Krishna's time, when Lord Krishna was, of course we know, in Vrindavan, and he went to the Yajnik Brahmins and to beg from them for some food. He sent the cowherd boys, and of course they will they refused them, but the wives of the Brahmins, they were great devotees, so they fed the boys. And afterwards, the Brahmins really condemned themselves for their cripple-mindedness and short-mindedness. Anyhow, some generations later, the descendants of those same Brahmins, there was one devotee who knew all of his story and was fortunate enough to be a resident of Vrindavan, but he considered himself very unfortunate because he didn't have the opportunity to see Krishna. He was always lamenting, my descendants, and especially the wives in our women in our village, they had the opportunity to personally see the Supreme Personality of Godhead and serve Him, and to become His favorites. And here I am. I'm so unfortunate that although I've taken birth in this village, I never had the opportunity to see the Lord. And so he lamented in this way and continued to lament in this way until one day he decided, well, I'm going to perform some austerity. Perhaps Krishna will be merciful to me. And he knew that the best austerity to perform is to please the servants of the Lord, associates of the Lord. So he went to the bank of the Jamuna, and he began fasting and chanting Krishna's names and shunning all other comforts with the idea that he would get the darshan of the Lord. Sure enough, one night, Jamuna Devi, in the form of a young gopi, appeared in his dream and told him that your great desire will certainly be fulfilled and you will have the opportunity to see Krishna. However, Krishna's avatar or appearance is now over. And therefore, although your relatives and predecessors have the opportunity to see Krishna, you will not see Krishna in that form, but rather you will see Krishna in his form as a deity, which is non-different from him. So you just go and do parikrama of Vrindavan, and when Krishna so desires, he will reveal himself to you. Devotee was very happy, and he did. He started wandering through the forests of Vrindavan, calling out Krishna's names, praying for Krishna, waiting for Krishna to appear. And finally, once as he sat down to rest, then right near to where he was sitting, he saw a beautiful deity of Krishna, whom he named Shyamasundara because he was like a beautiful blackish cloud. And from that time, which was obviously a long time ago, the deity of Shyamasundara was worshipped by the descendants of this devotee. up until the time, up until Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time. And just around the time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the person who was in charge of that deity then was a sannyasi. And that sannyasi went on pilgrimage. And he came to Bengal, and I can't remember the name of the village. And in that village was a devotee whose name was Gopal Chandra, later to be known as Paniya Gopal or Panuya Gopal. And pan means pan, you know, what they chew, because he started to grow pan for reasons that will become very clear. And as the sannyasi came and he took up, he stayed at Paniya Gopal's home and worshipped the deity there, and he was very impressed by the devotion of Paniya Gopal, and he had this idea. He thought that I'd like to go to Puri, to South India, and to other holy places on pilgrimage, and perhaps it will be more convenient if I leave Shamasundar here, and I'll just pick him up on my way back when I go back to Vrindavan. So he asked Paniya Gopal, whose wife was also a great devotee, and they didn't have any children, or at least is not mentioned, and said, would you like to take care of Shamasundar? And of course they were very happy to do that. They were very enchanted by his beauty and his features and everything. So they said yes. So the sannyasi told them what they had to feed him, especially sweets, but so many other things as they are available. And the next day he went on his way. So Gopal was very happy, and he started to make offerings for the deities, take care of them, and worship them. But he was a Brahmin, so he was quite poor. He was a disciple of Sundarananda Thakur, who is one of the intimate associates of Lord Nityananda. And in order to be able to maintain worship and to raise the standard of worship to a higher level, he then began to grow pan. And it was very interesting. It says that although he grew pan first in the area, people didn't think that the pan would grow, but by Shamasundar's grace it did. And it grew very, very fast as soon as he planted the seeds. Immediately it started to grow and blossom. And when he went to the neighboring village to sell the pan, of course you don't get rich from selling pan, then whatever little money that he collected from that, it said that what was in his pocket by the time he got back to his home, then the money increased 100 times. And in that way, Shamasundar's worship was established, and not only was Gopal, now you know why he was called Paniya Gopal, Gopal who grew pan, but the whole village became very attached and attracted to Shamasundar, and everyone was bringing all kinds of ingredients, and they were all very, very blissful and very much in ecstasy until one day the sannyasi returned. And when the sannyasi returned and he saw how much absorbed Gopal and his wife were in the worship of the deity, how much the whole village had become attached, he started to worry, these people aren't going to want to give my deity back to me. And so in quite a antagonistic voice, he told Gopal, he says, it looks to me like you're making all kinds of plans to keep my deity instead of giving him back. And of course, Gopal and his wife and the villagers, they had become very, very attached. And so what could they do? please you stay here, make this village your home, and let us always be able to see and worship Gopal. But the sannyasi didn't want to have any of that. He wanted to take the deity and go back to Vrindavan. So ultimately that's what he did. He ended up doing that. And of course all the villagers, and especially Panya Gopal and his wife, they were heartbroken. They were about to die and they were crying. And it was seen just like when Akura came and took Krishna out of Vrindavan. So they were very, very distraught. And the sannyasi started to, well, he took the deity next morning, he took the deity, carried Shyamasundara on his head, and left the village, and everyone there fell down as if they were unconscious. And same thing with Gopal, Panya Gopal, especially his wife. She was, it was like Shyamasundara was like her son, was like her child. So they fell unconscious. By the time night fell, then the sannyasi was quite some distance away, and he offered some simple things to Shyamasundara and then went to sleep. But in his dream, the Lord appeared and he says, you've done a wrong thing. Firstly, you've spoken very harshly to my devotees. Secondly, I don't want to leave that village. I want to stay there and I want to continue being worshipped by Gopal and his wife, so you take me back right away. Simultaneously, Gopal and his wife, they also had dreams of Shyamasundara. And Shyamasundara came to them, and he told them, I'm coming back. He told Gopal, he says, you go down this path, and you go so far, and you'll see the sannyasi and son's way back, and you bring me back. And you tell all the villagers to arrange a big reception festival for me. And to the Gopal's wife, he said, you should start cooking, prepare a big feast. The sannyasi is just feeding me wild fruit from the forest. He says, I'm very hungry, I want to eat proper food. So she woke up and bathed and started cooking. And she was very happy, and the news went out to the village, and all the villagers decorated the village very nicely. And Gopal went out, and sure enough, there was a sannyasi coming back, and as soon as he saw Gopal, he fell down before him and asked for forgiveness, and explained his dream, and they explained each other's dream to, they explained their own dreams to each other, and then the sannyasi said, much as I am attached to Shyamasundara, but it seems that he now wants to stay here with you. So he then gave the deity to them, and after some time, he left. And since that time, that deity of ultimately Panya Gopal built the temple, and that deity of Shyamasundara is still visible there today. Hare Krishna.